بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we will be talking about Eid al-Adha and why people celebrate it. Eid al-Adha is second in the series of Eid festivals that Muslims celebrate across the world. On this day, Muslims sacrifice animals which have been deemed halal or fit for sacrifice. They do not only eat the meat themselves, but distribute it amongst their neighbors, relatives, and the poor and hungry. It is celebrated on the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, of the lunar Islamic calendar after Hajj, the annual pilgrimage in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The underlying flavor is the spirit of sacrifice, or commemorating Prophet Ibrahim's great act of faith many centuries ago. Almighty God put Ibrahim to a most difficult trial, the details of which are described in the Quran, recited in the following. Surah Saffat, Ayah 101-109. So we gave him the good news of a forbearing son. When he was old enough to assist in his endeavor, he said, "My son, I see in a dream that I am sacrificing you. See what you think." Prophet Ismail alayhi salam said, "Father, do whatever you have been commanded. If Allah wishes, you will find me to be patient." So when they had both submitted to Allah's will, and he had laid him down on his forehead, we called out his name, "O Ibrahim, you have indeed fulfilled the vision, thus indeed do we reward the virtuous." This was indeed a manifest test. Then we ransomed him with a great sacrifice, and left him a good name in posterity. Peace be to Ibrahim, thus do we reward the virtuous. A hadith on the sacrifice of an animal on Hajj is given in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 96, page 288. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam said, "When a person performing Hajj slaughters an animal, it saves him from the fire of hell. For the millions at Hajj, it is a big day. On this day, pilgrims reach the ground of Mina where they sacrifice an animal. It was here that Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhi salam are believed to have followed the command of Allah. The charitable instincts of the Muslim community are demonstrated during Eid al-Adha by the concerted effort to see that no impoverished Muslim is left without sacrificial food during this day. Coming immediately after the day of Arafat, when Prophet Muhammad pronounced the final seal on the religion of Islam, Eid al-Adha gives concrete realization to what the Muslim community ethic means in practice. Happy Eid to everyone. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh."